kidding me. I'm sorry, Marcia. I didn't realize the service had started yet. When I got here this morning, I noticed that, like, the volunteer mowing team does a great job, but they missed a spot out front. And so I was trying to trim up before people got here, and I guess I lost track of the time. And then they were shorthanded back in the kitchen, and the only thing I could find to help out with snack time today was some crackers. I hope that's okay. And I got to hurry. Oh, goodness sakes.
What are you trying to do, Pastor Mark?
Well, our volunteers are great around here, but, you know, some mornings they show up or they don't show up. They're supposed to.
Yeah.
And we could always use more help. And Randy, I'm sorry. I know I told you I was going to help you hook up some of your mics today. I guess I'm a little late. How about if I just lay the cords back here? Oh, there is so much to do. I'm trying to help decorate for Ministry Fair Sunday, and I'm going to do a table display for volunteers that wanted to be volunteers but can't be volunteers because they're too busy.
Right.
Okay. And so I was going to put this on the table, but I didn't get time because I didn't have any volunteers to help me.
Right.
And then the kids, Trisha told me that they're shorthanded back there in the kids' area, and there's games later.
Uh-huh.
During break time for the kids, so that's why I got the hula hoop and the noodles.
Okay.
And then Dave Thompson said that Sunday school class, they couldn't get somebody to fill in, so I got my Christian Doctrine and Billy Graham Christian Workers Handbook.
Good.
And then the greeters needed some help, and I thought I was going to have time to be out there and greet people, but I'm so sorry, you all. This is embarrassing. Oh, and then I got to help clean up. I forgot. I'll be okay.
Okay.
All right. It'll be okay, everybody.
All right. If you're sure.
It'll be fine. Well, I'm just going to leave this up here for now because I got to get this back to the kids' area.
Okay. All right.
I'm so sorry, you all.
What is that on your head?
Oh, no. I forgot. It's a diaper. I didn't have room to carry it in my hands, and they got a dirty diaper back there in the nursery. I got to get back there. They ran out of diapers. I didn't have room for it.
I think Tiffany.
Oh, I almost forgot. Tiffany, will you do the sermon today? I'm busy back here.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're here, Tiffany. I didn't have this.
Well, Pastor Mark told me he was going to be doing something. I didn't know it was going to be all that. Five frogs are sitting on a log, and four of them decide to jump off. How many are left? Well, good morning. My name is Tiffany Young, and welcome to Ministry Fair Sunday. The Ministry Fair is a wonderful display of many of the ministries that we here at Porterfield either have created or have become a part of in order to help accomplish our church's mission statement, which is loving and leading people into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. So let's start today with Hebrews 10, verse 24, which says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up on meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." This passage is important in teaching us that we're all in this together. We look at our purpose statement, and this is why we exist. We create different ministries to accomplish those purposes in that purpose statement in different ways. But it's important to note it can't be done with just one ministry, and it can't be done alone. We need to be working together to make this happen. I work at a bank. The head of our HR department actually attends Porterfield, and while he's not here right now, I don't know if I'm outright allowed to say where I work, so I'll just tell you, it's filled with lots and lots of peoples. At our bank, in our different branches, you'll see our slogan displayed in different ways: working together, building success. And I love that because it reminds us that it can't be done alone. It reminds us and our customers success doesn't come from one person. It comes from a collaboration of many people working together in order to build success. It's true in many different environments. It's true in your family, wherever you may work, and it's true here at church. I love that illustration that Mark used because could you imagine this church functioning without any volunteers? Can you imagine Trisha standing up here the week of VBS with 200 children all by herself? Can you imagine Pastor Adam hosting an after-prom party for 50 kids? by himself. Anyone want to volunteer to do that by themselves? I know I don't. Volunteering is essential to the success of our different ministries here at Porterfield. Now today, we're going to be talking a lot about volunteering and the importance of that. And with that message, we thought it would be more meaningful coming from a volunteer. So if you are, this is your first time at Porterfield, no, I am not on staff here at Porterfield. I volunteered, and looking out at all of you, I'm realizing how crazy that was. Okay, but back to the opening question. Five frogs are sitting on a log, and four of them decide to jump off. How many are left? Well, I'm sure we have some logical people in the audience saying that that's easy. Five frogs minus four equals one. There's one frog left. What if I told you the answer was actually five? Anybody get that? Anybody say that? Why? Why is the answer five? Because deciding to do something and actually doing it are two different things, aren't they? Have you ever done that? Have you ever decided to do something, but then you run out of money, or you get too busy, or life just simply gets in the way? That decision becomes just a thought. So today we're going to move from deciding to doing. Romans 12, verse 4 says, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, and all these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. And if it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." So what does this say? Does it say, kind of think about it, make a plan, create a chart, deliberate, and decide? No, it says, do it. Channeling a little Nike here, just do it. Having a plan is great, but at some point, we have to put that plan into action. We have to move from deciding to doing. You know, there's a saying that in any nonprofit organization, 80% of the people do 20% of the work. And 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Pastor Eric and I met together while we were planning the ministry fair, and we decided that here at Porterfield, we're generally pretty blessed. We think that ratio is probably a little bit closer to 70-30. So 30% of the people are doing 70% of the work, and 70% of the people are doing 30% of the work. But what I want to challenge you today, I'm going to challenge my Porterfield family to step up your game, so to speak. And I would love to see 100% of the people doing 100% of the work. In other words, what if everyone in that 70% got just a little more involved and volunteered for just one ministry today? I don't know if you noticed, but out in the cafe area as you walked in, we have different ministries displayed today. That is what the ministry fair is about. It's about moving from deciding to doing and getting more involved. On any given Sunday, we have an average between the two services of about 300 people here. So if you want to do the math, about 70% of that would be around 200 people. Now, if you're in that 30%, you're already giving your 70%. I'm not necessarily speaking to you. In fact, if I had to guess, I would say that you were probably one of the ones that created some of those displays in our cafe area today. We want to thank you for everything that you do. And if God calls you to volunteer more, that's between you and God. But mostly today, we're talking about that 70%. So, 70%, let's talk about your hesitations. If I were to stop each and every one of you coming out of here today to volunteer, there's probably two answers that I would hear most among those responses. What's the first one? I'm too what? Busy. I'm too busy. You would say, Tiffany, you don't understand. My husband and I, or my wife and I, we work full time and we have the kids and we have their activities. We don't have time for our family, let alone our church family. I'm just too busy. You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you. If that is your reason for not giving more of your time to, and putting others instead of putting ourselves first, then I agree. You are too busy. Now, I don't mean this in any mean or degrading way. I don't mean to make you feel bad. But if what we're doing here is using your gifts to serve others instead of serving ourselves, then a realignment of your priorities might need to happen. I heard something this week that said your talent is God's gift to you, and what you do with it is your gift to God. 1 Peter says it this way, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. So let me say this another way. Let's look at these four options. I am part of a parenting ministry here at Porterfield, a small group that happens, and one of the Right Now ministries, one of the Right Now media videos put up these four questions or these four options. So let's look at those real quick. We can put those up. Here are your four options: great athlete, superior intelligence, immense success at work, or a truly dedicated follower of Christ. Now, if you could choose one, just one, if you could choose to be only one of these, which would it be? Generally speaking, for Christians, hopefully we're going to choose a truly dedicated follower of Christ. Now, same four options. The question now is, what is your priority? What do you spend your thoughts on? What do you spend your energy on? What do you spend your time on? What do you spend your energy on out of these four? Which is your priority? Now, certainly I'm not saying you need to quit your job, pull your kids out of school, and you guys need to be here. Every time the doors are open, you should be here at Porterfield. That is not what I'm saying today. What I'm saying is for the families in our community to be served and for the families in our church to be served, it cannot happen without volunteers. It cannot happen without each and every one of us spending time within these ministries. And again, I'm not trying to say this in any rude or demeaning way. I simply want to open your eyes that if you're too busy to volunteer at this church you call home, maybe it's time to look at your priorities and your family's priorities. And please understand, there's something for everybody, for every gift, and even for every time schedule. I went to dinner with a friend here at church a couple of weeks ago, and she said that she and her husband had been praying. She's fairly involved, but because he works shift work, he's not always able to come and volunteer on Sunday mornings. And so we talked about different opportunities. I said, you know, the ministry fair is great for that because there are things that happen, things that we minister to, people that we minister to, not just on Sunday mornings. And I gave her specific examples of ministries. I'm intentionally not mentioning those now because I didn't want to make anyone feel like by mentioning their ministry but not the other ministry that one's more important than the other. So I'm not going to name any specifically. However, this is something to say that there's something out there for everyone, for different time commitments, but also for different gifts and abilities. God has blessed us all with different gifts and abilities, and he has called us to use those gifts in different ways. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. Now to each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another miraculous powers. To another prophecy. To another distinguishing between spirits. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. We truly do have an array of ministries here where you can minister to others no matter what your gift is. So what's the other answer I would hear? If I were to stop each and every one of you, I would hear, I'm too busy. What's the other one? This is my favorite. Ready? I'll pray about it. That's great. I'll pray about it. That is your way of saying, I'm going to go home and I'm going to pray about it once, maybe twice. But you don't pray without ceasing, do you? Sometimes life gets in the way and we say that we're going to pray about something, and maybe sometimes we really do and we go home and we really pray about it until we have a clear answer from God what direction he wants us to go in. But you didn't know we were going to be doing this today, did you? So you haven't been praying about it. But here's the good news. I've been praying on your behalf for months. Mark's been praying, Eric's been praying. We've all been praying for you that God would lead you in the direction that he wants you to go. And all we're asking is that you follow that leading and that you come up with something today that you can volunteer with. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to dismiss early. Please, please do not run and get your children. and go out to breakfast. Please do not bolt out those doors and just leave. We are intentionally dismissing early to give you time to go out into the cafe area and to see what we have and to see where you might be able to fit in. We have some ministries that have existed for quite some time, and you might look at it and go, I've always wanted to be a part of that. Today's your lucky day. We have some new ministries that you just see it and you go, that's it. That's what I've been waiting for. That's what I want to be a part of. And we welcome that as well. So we're going to dismiss in just a couple of minutes here, and we're going to give you some time to go out, look and see what we have here at Porterfield. If you're new to Porterfield, this is a great time for you to look around and see what we have to offer. See that we really are about loving and leading people into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. But if you've been here a while, and you're part of that 70% who you think, I could probably give a little bit more. I could probably do a little bit more. Please, we encourage you to go out and find something to become a part of. One last word. Has anybody ever heard the expression, trust your gut? Anybody ever heard that? Follow your intuition. Yes, absolutely. There's something we hear often, and as Christians, can I tell you what it actually is? For those of us who have the Spirit of Christ living inside us, that gut feeling is actually the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we encourage you today to listen to that leading and to let Christ inside you guide you to where he wants you to be. I'm going to close with a word of prayer, and then I think Mark's going to come back up. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity today that you have given me this message over the last few months, and I thank you for the time that you have given me to prepare this message, and I pray that you will let it be working in the hearts of these people. I pray for all of us here at Porterfield, for my wonderful Porterfield family, for everything that they do. I thank you for that, and for the people that have already been giving, I thank you for that. For those who want to give more, I pray that you will come inside them and lead them. Let them be guided by you into what you would have them do, into the ministries that you would have all of us serve in. And I pray that you will bless these ministries and let us be a blessing to the families not only within our church, but also in our community, so that we may show the world that we truly love you and we truly love them. So in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tiffany. I appreciate that. Let's show our appreciation for Tiffany this morning. And I appreciate what she shared with you today. And again, I just want to reemphasize what she said. For those of you that are already doing like two or three different things in the church, and you're giving and giving and giving, relax. Just want to say thank you. Just persevere, because we really still do need you. But again, for those of you that aren't doing as much, or it's just on occasion, or maybe not at all, we really need you. We want you. And if you want to help but you're not sure how to help, we would love to have a conversation with you and try to guide you and to help you find the place where you can be plugged in. Ministry fair might seem like an odd kind of a thing because, well, how are we going to know just by walking around and looking at tables and displays? But actually, when I was out of high school and had completed some basic college classes at a local community college, I still wasn't sure what God wanted me to do. At that time, I was still kind of fighting, the call into ministry and resisting that. But I walked by a display at the community college one day about the different programs that they offered in the courses of study. And I believe that God directed me in this. As I was spinning the rack around and looking at different brochures, I saw a brochure that had to do with graphic arts. And I thought, well, that looks interesting. And I pulled the brochure up and I opened it up and it said, you know, do you enjoy photography? Do you enjoy working with chemicals? Do you enjoy, you know, kind of like a scientific thing? I'm like, this sounds really cool. This doesn't sound boring, because I liked photography and I was learning a skill. And so I began to read more about that brochure. I began to inquire about that course of study. And that was what I ended up enrolling in and completed a degree in graphic arts. Had no idea how that might help in ministry, but like even today, and a lot of Sundays, not every Sunday, but I enjoy putting together PowerPoints and things like that. And that comes out of what I learned in college with the graphic arts and things. And then also got into the printing industry for some time. So that's how I was able to make my living, so to speak, until I finally surrendered to the Lord's call and said, okay, God, I can't resist this anymore. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity to serve him in this way. So the point is, you can absolutely grow in your faith and serve the Lord and be a witness in your job, at school, and I encourage you to do that. But also, as Tiffany said, we could use your help here in the family of God at Porterfield when we gather here as a family through the week, Sundays, Wednesdays, life groups, many different ways. And yes, even with the parking lot ministry. So with that in mind, I know Tiffany's already had a prayer. Would you stand? We're going to sing a closing song. And as she said, we're going to dismiss early today. And I do want to encourage you, there will be refreshments served as we do after the first service in a little bit. But please take some time to look around at the different displays. And I'll be available as well. And Tricia is over in the kids area if you're interested in helping with kids ministry. Again, thank you for attending here today. And we appreciate it. Heavenly Father, again now, as we sing this song, as we prepare to move out from this room, just continue to show us how you want us to serve one another, love one another, as you have loved and served us. In Jesus' name, amen.